Well, this morning in our senior spotlight, we're focusing on troubling trends, senior bullying. The American Senior Housing Association reports this type of bullying occurs more often than you think, especially in places like assisted living facilities and nursing homes. And joining us this morning is aging expert Anthony Cirillo to walk us through what we need to know about the importance of bullying in these places. Let's start this. What is bullying?
Yeah. So first of all, put it in context. So the mean girls that were mean in high school didn't grow up to be nice girls. I mean, some of them might have been. And the bully boys are the same, right? So I remember Biff from Back to the Future.
Oh, yes,
right?
I do remember Biff.
So I had my own Biff. His name was Mark. And in kindergarten, Mark would put big Zorro Z's on the back of my shirt. I never forgot him to this day. I even know when his birthday is. So, okay. You know, there's verbal abuse, name-calling, teasing, insults, taunts, threats, sarcasm, those types of things. And, of course, then there's physical abuse as well, hitting, punching, pushing. But then there's behaviors to observe. We were talking right before this about somebody that you had seen somewhere that you thought was getting in some other people's faces and stuff like that. A lot of times it's not that person who has dementia, it's others. But they could be, they'll exclude you maybe from the social circle or certain activities or tell their friends and their clique to kind of avoid you and things like that. So there's certain telltale signs. The big one that people always talk about is dining, you know, sitting at certain tables in assisted living and skilled nursing.
Oh, that's the thing?
So my mother was at a place right close to here, and that was the big thing. In fact, when she wanted to change seats, it almost took an act of Congress. Like, I had to have a meeting with her to counsel her on, because that's a big thing. Like, who sits with who? So there's certain behaviors you'll see. Some are subtle, some aren't, but not being included in activities and things like that.
So what should we ask about when to observe or when we're choosing a community?
Yeah, so you're never going to see it if you just go in and on, you know, just go, hey, I want to have a formal visit. No, you need to go in unannounced and say, hey, I'm thinking about, you know,
this
unannounced. Yes, just go in, hey. And if it's a good community, somebody's going to come out of that room and give you a tour. Because I've had this happen where we went in on two different places. One had us wait till their meeting was over, and the other one came right out. That tells you a lot. But you might want to review, you know, state inspection reports for skilled nursing facilities. The other thing is you have to realize that some places people will go in and they're diagnosed, their dementia is undiagnosed. Mm. So you have to ask about, are there policies for evaluating? Are there referrals to mental health services? You might want to ask about anger management classes for not only staff, but the residents as well. And then ask what their policy is regarding all this if something should happen. And here's another thing to keep in mind is sometimes the staff and the administration will cozy up to the bullies because they're just afraid of the bullies as the residents are. And so they'll let a lot of behaviors go. So you have to be on the lookout for that.
Okay, so what if you see mental health concerns are present? I mean, I would imagine that dementia, Alzheimer's, all that stuff. It's a lot of things that you have to contend with.
Right. So obviously, if that happens, you need to, if it's undiagnosed, you need to make a referral to somebody to make sure that that person, because a lot of times people are acting out because they have dementia. They might feel threatened or they might scream because people are getting too close into their space or something like that. So you need to understand sometimes it's not the bully. It's not the person with dementia is the bully. Actually, the person who has the wherewithal to put a clique of people together and kind of tell them what to do to, you know, to bully other people. They got all their faculties about them.
See, that's amazing to me because it brings me back to like almost middle school again, when I was at a table and I was getting picked on.
All right. Yeah. So one of my activity directors at one of the places, middle school with wrinkles. That's what they call it.
That's what they call it?
Middle school wrinkles.
Oh, my goodness. So here it is. So what are the things that we need to know about this, about bullying in these places here?
Yeah, families need to be aware. So they need to look for the behaviors of their loved ones. So if the loved ones is isolating themselves or saying they don't like me and is appearing depressed, if in the community themselves they're taking long circuitous roads to get where they need to go, that means they're avoiding people. So you need to also help them understand that most of the time you should just ignore the behavior or look the bully in the eye just to say, I know what you're doing, but I'm standing up to you. And a lot of times, just like in real life, that will go away. Yeah, middle school with wrinkles. But then, you know, you need to raise it to administration. If they don't do anything and it's skilled nursing, you can go to the state ombudsman. And sometimes, you know, when it's physical abuse, sometimes the police are called in.
Where can we get more information? This is a fascinating topic.
Yep. So I have a couple places, theagingexperience.com, and, of course, sagestream.live, my live streaming entertainment network.
Anthony, thank you very much. This is some really timely information, indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.